Welcome back to Through the Word and the Book of Proverbs. I am Chris Langham, but today they call me Dad because my girls are here today. I've got two of my three favorite kids in the entire world in the studio with me. Only one of them is not actually a kid anymore. Daisy is my college girl. Facing all the challenges of adult life, Daisy, welcome to the studio.
Hey, Dad.
And next up, my youngest daughter is here with us in the studio, Shiloh Langham. Welcome to the studio, Shiloh.
Hello.
Now, we're walking through Proverbs 26 together, and one thing I hope to do here is provide an example for moms and dads how to do Bible time with your kids. So, here we go. Proverbs 26 is actually a little different in that the subject doesn't bounce all over the place like popcorn usually does in Proverbs. We have four topics ordered very neatly: the fool, the sluggard, the gossip, and the deceiver. And we begin with the fool, as verse 4 advises us, do not answer a fool according to his folly. Well, we're actually going to go to our first verse. Daisy, you have a verse. I think you picked out verse 9.
Yes. So it says, like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool.
A thorn bush in a drunkard's hand. So what do you picture there, a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand?
I imagine some maniac running around the street with a thorn bush, just swaying it wherever he can, not with any purpose or thought. It's just going.
But he's drunk.
He's drunk.
Which is a weird picture, of course, but it would be very dangerous if a guy's swinging around a thorn bush.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how does that connect with the rest of the verse? It says, that is like a proverb in the mouth of a fool.
Well, I think of someone who takes, for us, a proverb is some biblical wisdom, and it's someone taking their version of this biblical wisdom to their own understanding.
Yeah. And I think it could be applied to false teachers,
Those
who teach the Bible and twist it, whether it's the health and wealth gospel or any kind of bad teaching, a proverb in the mouth of a fool. They're doing damage. They're hurting people with, like, thorns as they're using the word. Well, I actually picked out verse 11. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. What do you guys think that means? Why does a dog return to its vomit?
Because it was good the first time, and it's probably just as good the second time, right?
Does Luigi ever do that?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I think George does it the most, George McDuff.
He tries to eat it while it's still in his mouth.
He hasn't even finished throwing it up. It is quite disgusting. Okay,
we've
been thoroughly disgusted now. No, how is that like a fool repeating their folly?
It was good the first time, but it'll just lead them more into sin.
Right. You throw up because your stomach says, this is poison. This is bad for you. Get rid of it. And a dog doesn't connect the dots and say, my stomach got rid of it. I shouldn't eat it again. It's bad for me. And a fool doesn't connect the dots. That's good stuff. Verse 12 closes the fool's story with the most dangerous fool of them all. Shiloh, you picked this one out. Why don't you read verse 12?
Do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them.
After all the warnings and dangers of folly, this one is the worst of all. Pride, being wise in your own eyes. Now, what do you think that means? What does it mean for somebody to be wise in their own eyes?
I think they're all that in being full of themselves, having a big head.
Yeah, or to think that they know what's best and they're right, whatever they think, no matter what other people actually say is true.
Right. They don't listen. So it's actually really interesting here, after you got a set of 11 verses about fools, the one who's worst of all, it says there's more hope for a fool than for this person, is the person who doesn't realize that they can actually be foolish. But we're all foolish at some point, and the only way out of that is to recognize it humbly. And the first step of wisdom is humility. Well, next in our lineup in verse 13 is the sluggard. Girls, what's a sluggard?
Isn't that a baseball term?
No, I think you're thinking of slugger, which is somebody who hits the ball really hard. So what do you think sluggard? I think the key part of it is slug.
I think a sluggard is a lazy person.
Now, we had a sluggard back in chapter 24 when the boys were in here, and I liked the word so much I found a synonym and found a fantastic old English word. A scobberlotcher is someone who avoids hard work like it's their job. And a wiffle waffle is someone who wastes a lot of time.
Okay,
but they're
sure.
English words, so it's scobberlotcher.
Scopolacho. Wiffle waffle.
Can we hear Barry say
Wiffle waffle.
Barry.
I think we need an actual accent. I think we need to bring Barry.
And,
all right, Barry, we need to really capture.
Shouldn't we?
The word of the day is Scopolacho. Now I feel like I've really been put down. Or you could call somebody
a wiffle waffle.
All right, we're gonna keep you. You stay in here.
Okay,
we'll bring you back. That was good. All right, so what verse grabbed your attention, guys?
I got 13a. Sluggard says, "There's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets."
There's a lion in the road, a fierce lion. Why does a sluggard say there's a lion in the road?
Just to make excuses so they don't have to do anything.
Oh, ever make excuses to get out of work?
Oh yes.
I was the king of excuses when I was your age. I was always had a reason for not doing what I was supposed to do.
More time.
So what does this verse actually say to you?
It says that we're always trying to get around things and not have to do things by making excuses or lying, but it's not good because you're just a sluggard if you do that.
Right.
Or a scobalacha.
Scobalacha.
Daisy, what verse do you pick?
I chose 16. It says, "A sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven people who answer discreetly."
A sluggard is wiser in his own eyes. That actually brings us back to the subject we had before.
Right.
The worst fool of all was the one wise in his own eyes. How do you think a sluggard is wise in their own eyes?
Well, I think a lazy person, they think they know how to do it best, and the best way to do it is to do it with the least effort possible. And
yeah.
So I think of the smart kid in school who doesn't do a lot of work because they think, I can get by because I'm smarter than the rest of you here. I've definitely fallen into that category a few times myself.
Yeah, that was actually the nature of my sluggardliness. But it really hit me in college that I could not pull that off. And thankfully, cured me of it. Well, we're going to move on. Next topic. In verse 17, the topic moves on to quarreling and gossip. Now, siblings wouldn't know anything about quarreling, right, guys?
No.
So we'll have to improvise here. But the truth is, disagreements happen to everyone. You guys know that. It's human. But how you handle a disagreement can either start or prevent an all-out quarrel. And getting it right requires wisdom. So what do you like? Which verse did you pick out?
I chose 18 through 19. "Like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives their neighbor and says, I was only joking."
Like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death. Okay, so how is a crazy person setting everything on fire like a neighbor who deceives and then says, ah, I was just joking, man?
They're both really dangerous without trying to get repercussions or anything like that.
Oh, they're ignoring the repercussions of what they're doing. They're just starting fires. And somebody who lies and then calls it a joke won't take responsibility for the person they've hurt, right? I liked verse 17, "Like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own." This one is a meddler. Meddling in a quarrel is like grabbing a stray dog. You will get bit. And I discovered there's an old Irish term for a meddler, but I'm going to invite Barry for this one. Barry, what's a meddler?
Gobbermouch.
Okay, it's Irish. Is that your Irish accent?
That was an attempt at it anyway.
It sounds pretty good in Welsh, too. So if you two have a disagreement and Caleb tries to butt in, you just have to say, "Would you quit being such a gobbermouch?" That was
pretty good.
Was that Irish-ish? I always confuse all my British Isle accents there. But don't mess with a quarrel already going on. It's not your business. All right, Daisy, what'd you get?
I chose verse 20, which says, "Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down."
That's good. So what does that mean? Without wood, a fire goes out. What's the connection with gossip?
Well, so for fire, if you don't have any wood or anything, any sort of fuel, then it's not going to burn. It's going to go out. And just like that, just as the same with quarreling, a lot of it is gossip. So gossiping, talking about people behind their back sort of thing. And often I think gossip can be very discreet and we don't realize it's gossip. But when we talk about someone, talking about someone else's business that's not our own business, especially when it's in a negative light, that often causes a lot of quarreling, a lot of people to take sides and to argue against one another. And if we decided to not gossip and to just let people's business be their own business, then there wouldn't be anything to quarrel about.
Yeah. I think that's good. You just picture in your head as you like, should I say this about this person? Picture in your head adding another little stick to the fire. And that's what it does. You just keep adding a little bit more onto the fire. At some point, you just have to stop talking about it.
Right.
And let other people deal with their business. And gossip is dangerous. Verse 22 is another one. I think you like that one. What's in 22?
Yeah, it says, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts.
Hmm. Gossip is tempting stuff. But the danger of it is that it goes down to the inmost parts, that it gets in. When you get juicy information about somebody, or when you share that, it goes into somebody's heart. You can't take that back again. You want to know what a cool word for a gossip is?
A flibbertigibbet. A flibbertigibbet is nosy and a gossip.
Good work, Barry. Well, our final character meets us in 23, the deceiver. I hate being lied to. Girls, what do you think? How do you like being lied to?
It's no fun.
Nope, not
unless
at all.
About birthday presents.
This is about birthday presents.
I like surprises.
Well, we're low on time, so we're just going to pick a couple of verses. Shiloh, what did you pick out?
I picked out 28. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin.
Lying is hateful towards the person you're lying to. Flattery is something that works ruin. You're destroying people. It's recognizing the damage that you're causing with lies. All right, Daisy, what'd you pick?
Verse 27 says, whoever digs a pit will fall into it. If someone rolls a stone, it will roll back on them.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that whatever you do is going to be done unto you. It's kind of the second law of gravity. Is it second or third?
It's object in motion tends to stay in motion. You're talking about Newton's laws.
Newton's laws.
Equal and opposite reaction.
I like
third
this,
law.
This is
taking physics.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I just finished.
Yes, the picture there is digging a pit. Because it's in the verses about deceivers, the pit there is to trip somebody up, right? And if you dig a pit, you're going to be the one that falls into it. Well, you know what you call a person who does something like that?
A flimflammer.
Nicely done. A flimflammer. Don't trust that con man. He's nothing but a low-down flimflammer. That's all. My kids love my accents.
Listen, you old foozle, it's time to end the show on the old thingamabobber. Hit the stop button, old man.
And that'll do it for us. Thank you, girls, for joining us in the studio.
Thanks.
Everyone out there, read Proverbs 26. I'll see you back here for 27.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.